Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, I am asking a question that might sound a bit crazy, yet it's real life experience that I just had. What serves you better, vandalism or kindness? And why did I choose this topic? How does it relate to getting healthy with a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? My name is Denise Thompson. I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, Blog Talk Radio host for over 5.5 years, educator, former nurse, and fitness trainer. So let me share with you why I've chosen this topic. The last 8 months have been tough on so many people because so many reasons. I'm just going to mention that some were getting sick, some were dying. Maybe not the people that I'm talking to right now, of course, but loved ones and friends and family, and that makes, you know, a big difference in one's life. Recovering, some of them were recovering from COVID. I have a friend who recovered 3 times. He had 3 relapses, but now he's doing fine. Many of them have been losing their jobs, were on unemployment, which ran out. So many people have their children at home, serve them, watch them while homeschooling, something they had never signed up for. They always expected, as parents, that they get to send their children to school and for the teacher to do that, and for them, the parents, to love their children at home after work was done and everything else. Well, times are changing. What about the wearing a mask and the 6-foot physical distancing and so many other things have made life different? Now, what can we do about it? We can dwell on it, get angry and frustrated, or we can reflect on it and be grateful for all we still have. But I want to go into more depth and ask the question, how has this pandemic affected you with your physical, mental, and financial health? Statistics have it that obesity, depression, and more dis-ease instead of disease, dis-ease, that means not feeling well. People are stressed out about the holidays and gatherings and just being together. Either they care so much that they stay away, or they don't have a care in the world, and that's why we have all these spikes of COVID again. And the CDC just mentioned they're really concerned for Thanksgiving because people want to get together, they want to share their meals and whatnot. Well, that is one thing to look at, and we're going to hone in deeper into that. The next question I have is, how many acted and reacted to these new ways of living? People hurting people, be it physically, shooting each other, fighting, damaging property, vandalism. That's all negative. Yet, there are so many who have turned around a new leaf with paying it forward with kindness. So, my question to you is, which one is healthier for you? And I have to say, I wanted to lead by example, so I'm going to give you my example. And then I would love for you to share yours. I have decided that I'm not going to let the negativity influenced me, because as I mentioned many a times, negativity creates illness, disease, all those negative things, whereas perhaps health and sometimes even wealth, happiness, and all these good things. So I want to lead by example. And one thing that I have done is since March, I've been reading children's story online every Wednesday from 2 to 3 o'clock or close to 3 o'clock. Yesterday, a little bit over. And I go, okay, this is pretty awesome because I get actions and reactions back of people who enjoy it. And this is so much fun. Number one, it gives me a break. Number two, reading out loud helps slow down or in some cases prevent Alzheimer's because the brain fires the synapses and does a lot of good. And so I've been doing all that. And yet, yesterday, while I was reading aloud to people, somebody onto my property and damaged a vehicle of mine, taking the trunk off, spray painting the window, and I don't know what else. And we know the police does not come out. I did file a report, but the way that was happening, I called in and they go, okay, that sounds horrible. I'm so sorry for you. I'm going to transfer you with the front desk. And the officer did. And the front desk goes, well, you need to go online or come in to file a report. And it's going to take us about 2 to 3 weeks to respond. And I go, well, is anybody coming out to fingerprint to see who this person was or who these people were? And she goes, the front desk person says, did you see anybody? I say, no. When I heard a little noise just before I started reading, I looked out the window and I could not see anything. I could not see anyone. So I said, I'm not going to come in. I will do it online. So I found a form, not exactly what she said, but it had to do with crime. And so I filled that out. And now the waiting begins. Nobody's doing fingerprinting unless it's pretty much a bodily harm or death or something like that. And, you know, priorities have shifted. And I go, this would never have happened if we were not in that predicament. People are desperate. They have no clue on how to keep themselves occupied with doing something positive. So I just go, oh my goodness, this is the second time in less than 2 months. The first one was when somebody actually did damage the homemade screen door at my guest house because nobody was home and they wanted to put a paper in there that I had to go online and fill out the census form, which I had already done with a person who came to the home I was living in, the one behind. So they felt it was okay to damage everything. And now this with the vehicle. And I go, okay, you know what, Denise? It is time to think and reflect. So how can you make changes? And I know that the holidays are so close. Thanksgiving, I think, is next week, in a week today from today. And what can we do? I know we cannot have big gatherings. I know we cannot, you know, do certain things. It's going to be tough to be in the same room and eat with people and share a wonderful evening or lunch or whatever without wearing a mask. And how can you eat and wearing a mask? It doesn't work. So instead of worrying about that, why don't we shift our intentions? And instead of feeling bad about what we cannot do, find solutions of what we can do. And I'm going to give you a few suggestions. And whether or not you choose any of them is entirely up to you. but I just want to open some doors for positivity to make people happy and healthy. So what can we do? All right. Just about most of us have a phone. We can call somebody. We can check up on them and see how they're doing and maybe chat for a few minutes to make them feel good, have something complimentary to say about them. We can send them a card, be it online, be it a regular postcard or, you know, something like that, and send it. A letter can be sent via USPS or email. We have social media. Well, we can connect with people and wish them a happy holiday. Then there is Zoom and Skype, probably a few others, where we can actually schedule calls and see each other and talk to each other and share. And that is something I want to do with my family who's in Europe. So I'm going to ask my siblings when they're going to invite our 90-year-old mom over for the festivities, and then I want to send them the link to connect with me so I get to talk to everybody and see them, because I miss them terribly. It's just one of these things, though dwelling on it doesn't help. Doing something positive about it does. Another one is you have a neighbor or a loved one who cannot get outside due to age, asthma, other illnesses or whatever, and they just have to keep at home to keep safe and healthy. Well, maybe they don't have the desire to cook something for themselves. Why not deliver a plate of food to their door, ring the doorbell, step back, you know, a minimum of 6 feet, preferably 10 or so, wish them a happy Thanksgiving and give them a plate of food to eat and enjoy. Or make a basket where you put the food in, whatever, and then ask them later on to put the basket outside, tell you when, so you can pick it up, you can disinfect it, and then you can use it again. There are so many things we can do. Do something good, something joyful, something helpful, and it will reduce your stress levels. You will be the happier and healthier for it, and so will they. So let's not dwell on the negative. Let's plan what positivity we can spread out there, how much joy we can give, and help someone out. So what will you do to make a difference in someone's life over Thanksgiving or the holidays in general? No matter what faith you have, you have specific holidays, you do specific things, and there are ways you can do it. So what are you going to do? Let me know. Do an act of kindness. It does not have to involve any dollar signs. It can just be a nice gesture, as I said, a phone call or a card or a letter or something, or a free online call. And actually with Facebook, you don't even need Zoom or Skype. You can connect now with the camera on Facebook and talk to people. I mean, how easy is that? Let's make a difference. Let's be out there. And for everybody who does send me, they're doing in an email to dythomson@gmail.com. And the link is in the transcript below where you listen to this episode. It's not hyperlinked. It didn't allow me to do that today. But you can copy and paste it into your email and then send me the information. Or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. I said text or voicemail. I do not answer the phone. out of respect to the people I'm on the call with or I have a call scheduled. I want to be 100% present when that's the case. So anyway, that's the way I'm doing it. And I have two free gifts for anybody who listened to the episode and wants to take advantage of it. If you choose that you want to get healthier, that you want to assess your health goals, I give everybody who's serious about it a free health goal assessment, 30 minutes or so of my time that I will invest in you to help you find a solution on how you can get healthy or healthier, be it body, mind, or finances. And for the first 10 people who do that and would like to get my stress reduction book on Kindle, I will make arrangements with you and Amazon that I pay for the first 10 Kindle versions of the book, that you can have it and read it, and the others can just go and get it downloaded for $2.99, or if you want a hard copy, $6.99, and if you want a autographed copy and shipped to you, it's $15 because postage is quite expensive. So I will send you one of my own from at home, and all I would need is your address and everything else. But you can tell me that in the email or in the voice message or text. And it needs to be very clear. So for that, I would say text or email is best. So again, anybody who chooses to commit to take charge of their health and start now before 2021 is at the door, still have 6 weeks to get there, I will give you a free health goal assessment. And for the first 10 people who say they would love to get my free stress reduction book on Kindle from Amazon, I will make arrangements that you can download it for free. And I'll figure out how to do that. Or if you want to buy it yourself, let me know. That's okay too. So just put my name in the subject line under, just put in Denise Thompson, Thomson, Denise, Thomson. And it pops up as two different ones. Click on the one with the itty bitty behind and you can get the book on your own if you choose to do that. So that's it. I just really hope I was able to give you some value. Choose kindness over vandalism because it helps you have a healthy mind. Healthy mind creates health. And health is so long-lasting. It is so fun. It is so amazing what we can do and how we show up for others and ourselves. And honestly, people love us more when we're healthy in mind, body, and everything else. So, again, I hope this is some value. I was sad that these things happened to me. But actually, I think they happened for me. Because reflecting upon it, I've learned that by changing my mind on how I look at it, instead of feeling as a victim, I feel like a person who conquered and found a solution of making things better. And my heart beats differently. I went from feeling sad and disgusted that people are hurting people to how can I make a difference and show everybody that I care. So I will definitely connect via Zoom and other ways with my families and friends and loved ones. And if any of you need to connect, let me know. We'll connect. That's what I'm here for. All right? So very, very happy holidays to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if I'm going to be on next week. Let me just check real quick. Next week is the 24th, Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm at the wrong month. Next week is the 26th, and it is Thanksgiving. So I'm probably not going to be on. I'll take a week off because I want to give thanks to as many people as I can and to my husband and to my family. So I'll be back on in 2 weeks again. Wishing you all the best. Blessings to everyone. And be happy, healthy, and empowered. And we'll talk in 2 weeks again. And please do send me the things that you want to do, that you're going to do, and that you're committed to do to make a difference in someone's life over the holidays. And let me know who chooses to get the free health goal assessment. And let me know who you are and who would like a free stress reduction book. We'll get it for free on Kindle. And the others, you can buy it on Amazon.com. All right. That's it for today. All the best to everybody. Be happy and talk to you soon again.